Health. 11 counties are set to benefit from a shush $3.5 billion support from the United States Agency for Development, USAID, to strengthen their financial accountability and reduce fraud and wastage within their health sectors. The kitty will support three programs including USAID Ubora Mashinani, Closing Gaps in Devolved Health Service Delivery and the United Society Against Fraud, Waste and Abuse Program. The USAID Ubora program, which will be implemented by Kenya Community Development Foundation, will strengthen citizen participation in counties making and budget decisions to ensure public funds are effectively utilized to better service delivery. The program will benefit Nakuru, Homa Bay, Isiolo, Kakamega, Kiambu, Kisii, Kisumu, Makueni, Mombasa, Samburu and Turkana counties for the 2023-2028 period and will utilize shush $1.6 billion United States dollars, 12 million of the total allocations. On the other hand, the Closing Gaps in Devolved Health Service Delivery and the United Society Against Fraud, Waste and Abuse programs will in addition support Kakamega, Nakuru, Isiolo, Kilifi and Mombasa counties. The two programs will ensure better financing and spending, increased oversight and accountability, and strengthen consistent health policies and citizen involvement towards efficient healthcare for all Kenyans. Speaking during the launch of the programs in Naivasha, Nakuru Governor Susan Kihika welcomed the financial support, noting that it would help reduce wastage of health allocated resources and fraudulent incidences. Kihika said the program, which would be implemented in collaboration with local development organizations, will help onboard more citizens in county health initiatives through enhanced public participation exercises. These programs will further citizens' engagements in devolved units initiatives and also provide channels of reporting back on programs' accountability and effectiveness, said Kihika. In addition, the governor lauded USAID for supporting various programs being implemented by the county, including USAID Tujenge Jamii, which has helped to strengthen programs on HIV, AIDS, reproductive health and maternal services. On the other hand, Kihika said the Tujenge program has also strengthened services of newborn, child, and adolescent health, water, sanitation, and hygiene, health systems and community health systems, CHS. The governor at the same time noted that USAID is also supporting the county in the electronic medical record systems, improving supply chain management on health products in tapping data for better health financing. Consequently, Kihika said the three programs would help identify the gaps that hamper the delivery of services, measures needed to seal loopholes and build a robust legislative and social accountability mechanism. I assure you of my unwavering commitment to providing the requisite attention to these programs, as well as human, administrative, and technical resources, to deliver a seamless, people-focused, and results-driven execution of these activities, said Kihika. On his part, USAID Country Mission Director David Gosney said the programs would enhance counties' capacity to identify and curb loopholes that lead to wastage and further public participation in the devolved unit's health sector. In addition, Gosney said through the program, citizens in the selected counties would be empowered to report inefficiencies, fraud and corruption-related incidences that may hamper service delivery.